When patients have a cluster of symptoms that have been confusing to a primary care person or to a specialist, the tendency right now is to immediately go to a search engine on the internet and try to make the diagnosis oneself. And when one's out there searching for information on the interweb, there are all sorts of personal experiences or people sharing their thoughts about disease and treatment. There are commercial sources that are trying to push one product or the other. What's your advice to patients, or in the word choice you just use, a patient's confidant, how to get the best information from these sources?
Yeah, the internet is full of information. My discussion with patients about this has been mixed. Some people find very useful information, but there is a lot of incorrect information, and sometimes the information is downright scary to patients. It's also important to remember that these diseases are not uniform. Two patients with the same diagnosis may have very different manifestation of disease, and what you might read on the internet about the disease that carries the same name may not be applicable to you as an individual patient. I think that what I would suggest, and what I do suggest to my patients, is to go to sites that are well-vetted. Go to sites of patient advocacy groups, for example, rather than individual sites. Sites where patients, physicians have written information in a well-written but also edited and corrected way. I think that the patient advocacy groups are always a very good source of information. In the groups of diseases that I deal with, I can think of, for example, the Vasculitis Foundation. They have a website. They have local chapters with patients, and they provide very good information. They can also direct you to physicians who have expertise in the disease that is affecting you. I think that some of the future podcasts are going to be about lupus. The Lupus Foundation has a lot of information. For patients with kidney disease, for example, the UNC Kidney Center has information online that one can access. The National Kidney Foundation has a lot of information online. So these sources are far more reliable and accurate than random websites.